I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Thanks for listening to It's Your Funeral. Please rate and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. The best comment wins a free funeral hosted by us. Oh, and whilst you're here, I heard your dad listens to Natasha Bedingfield when he's in the bath. Thanks. Have a nice day.
Welcome to It's Your Funeral, the podcast where we interview guests about the most important day of their afterlives. As ever, I'm here with co-host of the year nominee, Sam Hammond, a.k.a. At Vom Cruise. How are you, Sam?
Fine, yeah. We're approaching Halloween, aren't we? That's a good time to be dead or be a ghost,
yes. Halloween must be your favourite holiday, I would have thought.
I don't have one. I'm not a very celebratory guy. How's it? It's just been your birthday. How does that feel to be one step closer to the grave?
It has just been my birthday, and quite a big one, and I don't think we need to talk about it anymore. Yeah. But I had a lovely time. I had spaghetti bolognese with my mum, as is the new normal when it comes to having fun on your birthdays.
No Sam, cocaine and hookers.
I'm postponing that till next year. Yeah. Based on what Sam just said about Halloween, give us your Halloween stories. Give us your death stories, your funeral stories. Send anything you think is going to be good and funny, and we'll read it out to at @PodIt'sYourFuneral on Instagram or PodIt'sYourFuneral@gmail.com. That's PodIt'sYourFuneral@gmail.com. But on to our guest. Our guest today is writer, presenter, model, and podcast host Sydney Lima. How are you, Sydney?
I'm okay. I'm a bit sad, like, after you just brought up Halloween and the fact that we're not really going to have a Halloween this year.
I know, yeah, it's a bit sad, isn't it?
I'm a bit miserable. No, I mean, that's like normally my favourite time of year.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? I like it.
What would you normally be?
When I was a kid, it was like, I don't know, I'm pretty old, but when I was a kid, and I grew up up north, so like it was like black and white time still then, and you just got a bin bag and some of your mum's like black makeup, bin bag on, bit of makeup, and I'd like to sort of keep that, that aesthetic going,
Yeah. I once went to a Halloween party as Danger Mouse. That's the best I can do.
Not very scary.
It's pretty dangerous, I think you'll find. His name is Danger Mouse, Sam.
He's a superhero.
I don't think I've ever been that good a dress up, to be honest. Despite it being my favourite time of year, I think I've always just gone for the... I think I always try and do something that can last all night so that you don't have that walk of shame when you're leaving a house party. Yeah, it's more of a practical outfit.
I don't like dressing up. I don't like the people looking at me.
Sydney, you just told us all that without telling us some examples of what these dress-ups have been.
So, I'll just go for a kind of... I'll go for a face paint, but I'll go for, a very long-lasting face paint. Right. I'll try and avoid a black eye area because that normally does start leaking or you get a little bit of tears. Right. It's more about if you're going to do a 2-day, which I'm afraid my Halloween tends to be.
Glad to hear it.
Are you quite proud of me?
Yeah, no, I mean, I would want my Halloween. I mean, it's my birthday this week, as mentioned, and I try and make it last a week if I can.
Birthday week. That's all it's all about. But wait, so when your birthday's just been gone. Okay, so you're. Am I part of the celebration?
You're
right
definitely
now?
Part of the celebration. I take it as 3 or 4 days before, 3 days afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's normal, surely.
No, I don't like a birthday party at all.
Do you pretend it's not happening?
I don't want anyone to know. I don't want any fuss. If someone wants to come
is it today?
No. If someone wants to come to the pub with me, then great. But that's it. I don't want much of a mention about it because it's just... I don't like putting people out. I feel awkward about it.
Yeah, this is a common thread. Sam always comes back to how he's trying to get rid of his ego. He doesn't like anything putting people out.
Get rid of it though. It just keeps coming back.
He's trying to get rid of his ego as we present a podcast. Speaking of which, Sydney, yes. You have a new podcast out, Sex Lies and DM Slides. Tell us a little bit about it.
So basically, it all came from the idea came from I kept getting these messages from guys asking if I was available to escort.
Yeah, sorry about that.
meh. So then, and then I was, and then I did this kind of, oh, sorry, yeah. And then I did like this like open response thing. And then basically I, like, strangely, my male friend then saw that this would be a really good idea for a podcast. But I was like, this is another man capitalizing on women's issues. Yeah. However, we've rolled with it. And so basically you get guests on to open up their other inbox and see what people have sent them.
I listened to the Lily Allen. I can't say Lily Allen.
Lily Allen.
I listened to her one yesterday. It was very funny. It's really good. Yeah. Although he did talk a lot about the clitoris, which Barney and I consider to be a mythical sexual organ. we don't know that doesn't exist.
I've two things to say straight away, and I'm worried if the half a can of beer that I've had is making me too honest. Firstly. Did you see Lily Allen's article yesterday in The Guardian or whatever? About,
no, what she said?
She's released this line of vibrators.
Yeah.
I assume you've got a free one.
If you listen to her podcast,
she told me. She had done some research.
I haven't listened to that episode. But anyway, by the sound of it, you didn't get one. You're annoyed about
she
that.
She told me that I was on the list, the gifting list. I've been waiting.
Well, I saw everyone else on the gifting list I've seen on Instagram opening their vibrators. Anyway, secondly,
got her face on it.
In this article, the article comes very much across like, women have never wanked, and I am the first person to introduce the entire women population
wanking.
Of this
country.
I mean,
it's a good PR move, isn't it? I'm the queen of wank.
Very smart.
She rang me up once.
She what?
Rang me up once.
Well, you tell your story and I'll tell mine.
Go on. I'm excited for both. Say them at the same time.
No, you go first.
She rang me up because I was in a band and she had a record label with Sony that she was sort of heading up or something, and they were trying to sign my band. And there was them and another label at Sony, and she rang me up to sort of soften the deal to try and get us to go with her label. And she was very nice, but we turned them down. And went,
what did she say to soften up?
She was just like, we really, it wasn't anything horrible. Yeah, she was just like, oh, yeah, it's me. Do you want, you know, come work with, come work with us. It's me off the telly. Come work with us. We're really excited to work with you and all this stuff. And she was really nice.
That must have been cool, actually.
It was cool, but then I was like, no, I'll go and sign with these other guys because Michael Jackson was signed to them, and before he was like out in
before he was a pedo. Yeah,
definitely wasn't before he was a pedo. It was before Sam knew he was a pedo.
It's before it was confirmed, before the documentary. Yeah, and I was like, Michael Jackson signed to them, so I've got to sign with them. And then they, it all went to shit. So I wish I had signed with Lily. Yeah. So,
I think she signed my ex.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's good.
Yeah, probably.
So my Lily Allen story, actually, to contextualize, I better tell another story first, which is when listening to the episode of yours that I have listened to, it turns out that you mentioned my stepdad in it.
Who's that?
Angus.
Oh my God! I went on holiday with him.
I know. So, but anyway, in terms of my Lily Allen, guys, listen to Sex Lies and DMs Lies if you want to hear a good story about Angus Deaton. Anyway.
Wait, do you know the family? Well, I mean, you're in the family.
Yeah, I mean, I'm... Anyway, yes, we get on very well. So, Angus is Lily's godfather.
Or
at the very least, his ex-partner is Lily's brother's godmother.
I think they go there on holiday. Like, they go to the same place. I'm on a holiday. They go there every year or something.
Right. Angus does these kind of pre-Christmas Christmases, and I went to one of these... this is Angus Deaton, by the way.
Should we call him?
My stepfather. If we had the tech, we could definitely do that. I was at one of these pre-Christmas Christmases once, right? Mm-hmm. And by chance, I was actually there with my girlfriend at the time, who's from LA. And it was one of those ones where you get split up around a table from the person you've turned up with. Mm. And by chance, I was sat next to, I didn't know this at the time, but Lily's mum, Alison. And we got on really well. And at the end of the session, I was going to the front door and Alison pulled me into a side room and went, what's the situation with you and your girlfriend? And I said, well, you know, it's kind of long distance or whatever. And she went, well, I just think you'd really suit one of my daughters. And I was like, right, okay. Anyway, cut to about 3 months later and me and my girlfriend had split up. And basically I was involved in this kind of setup where Angus and his partner at the time, Lisa, and me went to a Lily Allen gig at Shepherd's Bush. And I was going to be set up with Lily in the dressing room afterwards, right? And so we go to the gig, sit through the gig, sure. Go to the dressing room afterwards. And it's exactly how you might imagine. This was probably 10, 12 years ago. It's exactly how you might imagine a Lily Allen dressing room would be. Kate Moss was in the corner with Lily Allen, like loads of stuff going down. Me and bizarrely my stepdad, his partner, and Lily Allen's mum in one corner being in a very odd situation. And then Alison went over to Lily and they're coming over towards us, I remember. And I remember feeling incredibly awkward. And I wasn't drunk and I should have been very drunk. And Lily Allen was smoking and she came up towards me and Alison went, and this is Barnaby, who I was telling you about. And she looked me kind of up and down and was holding she was holding a cigarette and she just put her cigarette out towards me and went, go and stub that out for me, would you? Like that, right? And obviously, in hindsight, obviously this was like a test of whether I was going to say, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And instead I went, okay. All right. Took it, went away. And by the fucked time I came mate. Back, she was gone, of course. But yeah, it was a very embarrassing.
I did an equally embarrassing thing with someone trying to test me on something and it was doing up their shoelaces and I did it.
No. I don't know. These concepts.
Am I just naive to never have given someone a test like that? I don't know.
That's what I mean. It's not very nice, is it?
Very weird thing to do.
Fuck those people.
So where can people listen to Sex Lies and DM Slides?
Only on Spotify.
Yeah, you got a little deal there.
Yeah, I got a little deal.
Get us one of them, will you?
Yeah.
Do you want me to hook you up?
Yeah, hook us up. But also, guys, listen wherever you prefer to listen to your podcasts at the moment. Don't worry about that. Getting back to the theme of the podcast.
Yes, tell me more.
First question, what is your funeral experience?
What have I been to?
It's a vague question on purpose. You can answer it however you want.
Okay, what is my funeral experience? Well, I mean, I've only actually been to, I was about to say half a funeral, but that's unfair. I mean, I've been to one funeral.
Okay.
But it wasn't someone that was very connected. I didn't know that well.
Right. You crashed it.
Like, that's my, like, I've only been to one, basically.
Okay.
Nobody's
so
it sounds like an interesting story though. Why were you there?
Well, I was kind of like a friend of a friend. So it was like a supportive element from me.
Nice.
And it was just, you know, it was just, I think, like a classic funeral. That's how I imagine all funerals are. Mm-hmm. You know, so just like bog standard, like kind of, run of the mill funeral.
Yeah.
Not like how I want mine.
Well, ooh. Excellent time. How much thought in your life have you given to your own funeral? Have you ever fantasized about it as I have? Are you dark and twisted in your head to think what it would be like for other people to be at your funeral and how will they react?
I've had that thing where you hope that people are going to cry a lot. Like, I think about that quite a lot. So
would
I'm like,
to be like floating around the room watching, checking who's crying.
Yeah. I mean, I want it to be quite an emotional big event, I think. Right. Pretty big.
On TV.
Jade Goody bit.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this. Like, if it's your dying wish to have your funeral televised and no one does it, they've let you down. They've really let you
quite
down.
A big ask though. But yeah.
Well, I know, but it's a dying wish. You've got to do the dying wish. So I think a
prime
lot of
time
my
as well.
What's that?
Prime time. Like,
yeah.
1 p.m. Saturday.
Just
afternoon.
Before EastEnders.
All right. Yeah.
The omnibus. You can ghost. You can like be a ghost and never let them. You know, you can basically haunt them for the rest of their lives.
If
they let you down in such a way.
You never see fat ghosts, do you? You never hear of fat ghosts or black ghosts.
Really? Well, no. We've gone there, have we? Oh, no. I can't believe it. Who had in the sweepstake after 9 minutes
just,
that we'd get into
don't
the,
get them, though,
the racist
you?
Ghost comment?
No,
from
it's
Matt.
Not. It's not racism. I mean, if anything, the afterlife is racist because it's not allowing for black ghosts.
Well, Sam,
maybe they go straight to heaven.
This is a good question. What is your in your head? What is your vision of a ghost? Because mine is just a white blanket. With
my
like
vision
a
of a ghost is like
holes.
It's always like an old lady who's like looks a bit Victorian or something floating around just being a cunt.
So it's a sexist afterlife as well.
Yeah. And it's like there's a ghost in my dad's house, or people say there is, and I've never seen it because I don't really believe in it. But there are lots of people have seen the same guy, and he's this big tall man with a pointed hat who watches you sleep. And yeah, so it's not sexist, but he's white, and they're always white.
People's ideas of ghosts must be based on what they've seen in TV and film, surely.
So I've come from a very superstitious family. Oh. I've got my... So my dad, for example, he grew up in a farm in Devon, and he used to take a lot of acid. So my dad one day, I think at the end of a party, he told me the story originally without mentioning that he was on loads of acid, but he said that he was on one side of a hedge, right? And then a hand came down, and then suddenly he was on the other side of the hedge. And he says to this day that this was a spiritual moment. Wow. But I think it might have been the acid.
So the hand...
Your dad sounds
the
cool.
Hand came down from what?
From the heavens.
Like one of them. Like a claw.
Yeah,
like a claw.
Chucked
on the
him over the
yeah. I'd like to see what the hedge looked like after this trip.
In reality, if there was CCTV... Your dad tried to jump over a hedge.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he woke up when he was on the other end.
Acid's a very powerful drug, yeah.
My mum used to have like a cat that would be clawing on her bed, she says, as well.
That's quite a common
thing. A black cat, actually.
Could you visualise
it? That's ruined your thing, Sam. Black cat.
Black cat, there we go, yeah.
Black ghost cat.
Right, yeah, sorry, I wasn't being racist there, I just want to clarify. I was just pointing something, an observation out.
Just so you know, for this episode, our social media clip will be, there are no black ghosts. That's it, that's the only little clip we'll put
still
out.
Still a standby, it's true.
Guys, if any of you have seen a black ghost, please, podisyourfuneral@gmail.com, send it in. Sam needs to know that there are multiracial ghosts flying about.
About Chinese ghost?
Yeah, I've not seen one of them, have you?
I don't know if we should go down there.
I think we're really digging
ourselves. We're teetering on being cancelled here.
Sydney, this funeral of yours, we haven't mentioned it great yet. So the only funeral you've been to, you said, was bog standard. So for your own funeral, do you envisage that being kind of classic church going? And if so, if not, tell us something different.
Well, okay, so I've decided that I want all my Instagram followers, MySpace following, and friends on Facebook in attendance.
Sorry, did you just say MySpace?
Your top eight and Bebo.
And Tom from MySpace.
Tom from MySpace.
He could be like officiating the service.
Tom from MySpace. I'm into that.
So adding up all those followers, how many people are we having to
just
include?
Just a few.
No, you just said all of your followers.
Okay, yeah, but I want them all. I want them all.
So how many thousands of people are we having?
I don't know. I need to check my I need to check my MySpace. I need to check my Facebook friends at the moment.
But ballpark, we're talking, aren't we, about 50,000 people.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to need a stadium at this point.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay,
yeah.
Have you got a stadium in mind?
Just keep it local. Keep it Wembley, I think.
Yeah, Wembo. Yeah. Yeah, okay, cool. Well, do you know what? That's a good idea, but it holds 90,000, so it's going to feel a bit empty.
It's going to feel a bit empty.
But by the time
but they can all have a plus one.
You should hope that you're... perfect. Yeah, that's true, but you should hope your followers have gone up a bit by the time you die, unless you're going to die tomorrow.
Oh, this is true. Yeah. God knows.
You are off. That's a good point, though. You are our first stadium funeral, though, Sydney, so thank you so much.
What does everyone normally say? Are they keeping it quite, like, quaint?
No. The one that I can really remember is...
I want my coffin, like, on the big screen.
Yeah.
You know?
It will be. You'll be on the stage.
I hope it will be.
Live Aid looks? It's going to be that. It's going to be
Bobby Gandalf.
Yeah, Bobby Gandalf Geldof is going
to
be there.
Give us your fucking money.
Give us your fucking cops.
Yeah, everyone has to buy a ticket to my funeral as well.
Well, where's the money going, man? That's important.
I'll get it buried with me.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, because like, you know, like in, isn't that what the Egyptians did? They like wanted to treasures.
Yeah, but they all got raided, so you'll end up getting raided for cat. Like,
not if I burn.
Oh, right. So you're going to burn a load of cash with you. That's really selfish.
The closest story I can think of that's a bit like that is, did you know that Jim Carrey? Jim Carrey. 5 years before, he like really, really made it big, he wrote himself a check for $10 million and said, when I earn $10 million, I'll kind of cash in this check. It's like a kind of achievable goal type thing.
Not very achievable.
And then
anymore.
5 years, at the time it was for him because he's a genius. At least a physical comedy genius anyway. But 5 years later, he got his first check for $10 million from a film. And then his dad died really soon afterwards. And he buried his dad with the check that he'd written for himself inside his top pocket.
What an idiot.
I thought it was quite a cute, cute story.
So he didn't...
conflicted.
I thought he meant he buried his dad with the check he'd made from the film. No, and he was like, I don't need this. This is for my dad.
$10 million with his dad. It was more of a poignant story. Yeah, okay, than just called him a fucking idiot.
Yeah, well, take it back. I'm sorry. Sorry, Jim.
I was talking to my friend about this concept of this podcast, and they were telling me how their friend had said that they want to have a voice memo playing in the casket.
Yeah.
During the service, so people think that they're actually alive.
That's a good idea.
That's good, isn't it?
What would it say, though?
I don't know. I didn't get that far in the chat.
One of our guests, Holly J. Bowes, said that she wanted everyone at the funeral, whether man or woman, to wear black and including a veil. So have you had any thoughts to what the dress code of your funeral would be?
Just, like, really relax.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do
not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's just a stadium gig, you know. It's not, no biggie.
Yeah.
But I do think, I do think for the, I want them to be handed out mini cheddars because that's probably something that would touch everyone because that's my favourite snack.
Right.
And just a lot of alcohol. Ones? No, don't fuck with the original.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really don't. Don't crinkle them. Don't do anything like that.
You're just a mini cheddar purist.
Yeah, 100%.
Wow, really learning. So we're getting to the bottom, you know. We're really seeing into your soul.
I'm cheesy.
You could get them
to
sponsor the funeral.
Yes! Yes!
You're an influencer, of course.
Yes,
you can.
I can influence the death.
Yeah, it could be like live streamed on their their social media as well.
Yeah.
So getting,
there must be loads of cheddar puns they could come up with as well. But you could, so you're basically the death face of mini cheddars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're definitely the first. No one's ever done that.
I know.
It's the closest, other than David Bowie's death, to like the most organized death of all time.
You should get in touch with like whoever makes cheddars and say, listen, I've just sort of put this down. You're going to be hosting my funeral, and I'll sell you the rights now. I just need the cash now.
I think they'll block me.
Yeah, no, I don't know. You might have enough power to get like.
Enough power.
500 quid
cheese
or something.
Power.
Yeah. So we've got some free cheddars. Got Wembley. We've got 50,000 people there. We're all dressed. I've just invited ourselves. So thank you for that.
If you're following me, you're invited.
Dressed, we're all dressed pretty in a laid back way. We're eating shitloads of mini cheddars.
Yeah. I want all my exes there as well.
Yes. Yeah, so I wanted to ask. So who is invited and who isn't? This is always an important question.
All of the people who have, all the followers.
Oh yeah.
All the friends on Facebook, and then
I meant specifically
the people that have blocked me. Oh, all the ex. Oh, so what? The exes, basically all of them have to come.
Yeah,
and it's my dying wish that I really, really have to. Mm-hmm.
Right, even the ones you don't like.
I don't like any of
them. Are we talking about all exes who you've been in actual official relationships with?
Yeah, not everyone I've slept with.
Right.
Yeah.
She's already got 50,000 people from Instagram coming. So I think she doesn't really need the numbers.
Oh, and my mum.
Okay, in which case, I guess a more relevant question might be. Do these exes and your family get a corporate box?
Yeah.
At Wembley?
Yeah. They get the mini cheddar deluxe box.
Vintage mini cheddars.
And does the... we always take a great deal of pride in how much we like to talk about the wake. But are you having this as like an all-in-one stadium party? Or is there an after party?
I think... Because like, you know, if you ever go to a stadium gig, there's normally in like the side room, there'll be a... Not the green room, but like the... So if you're at the O2, that'll be the Indigo 2 after party. Yeah. So I'll probably have my wake in one of them. So a little bit more... Maybe the people I follow back.
Wembley Arena. You know, that's where I went to see my first ever gig, Bobby Brown.
Who's Bobby Brown? Isn't that Frank Zappa's alter ego? Yeah.
No, Bobby Brown used
killed
to be...
Whitney Houston, didn't
he? He's probably more famous for used to be married to Whitney Houston. But he was a rapper back in the day and a very, crackhead. Very good at it.
Yeah, he was good. Two can play at that game.
Isn't he the one who beat up?
Yeah, he did a bit of naughty stuff. And he got her into crack as well, which
was a bit
naughty.
Yeah, he got her into crack, which was really what killed her in the end. Well, she actually died by getting into a steaming hot bath. Yeah, but she was so high.
How hot can that bath be?
She was so high on crack, she didn't feel it.
Yeah, but still, like, that's like a hot tap isn't going to go.
No, but I think if you're doing loads of stimulants, like, and you jump in a hot bath,
really,
I think your heart can just like explode.
Yeah, it shuts your organs down. Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. Don't try it at home, kids.
Oh, cocaine baths, please.
Oh dear.
No, let's not do that again. At least not unless we're together, Sam. So, are we going open or closed casket? Have you given that much thought?
Open, because obviously it's going to be. It's gonna be a big screen, so I want people to have some visuals.
Yeah. So what are you wearing, and also are you going eyes open or eyes closed?
Eyes open.
Yeah.
To engage with the audience.
Yeah. Still thinking about your social media retention there.
And I think I haven't, like, this is a tricky question for me. I don't really know where I'll go with the look itself. Originally I was thinking like a kind of a Barbara Windsor look.
Oh, Babs.
Yeah.
But Babs in EastEnd the Carry On films or Babs behind the bar at the Queen Vic?
I mean, they don't change that much, do they?
She's still with us, isn't she?
She's got dementia, isn't she? Sadly. Sadly.
Oh dear. A bleak concept for a podcast goes double bleak.
Shout out to Barbara Windsor.
Big
thanks
shout
for the
out
boobs.
To Babs Windsor. Okay, so you haven't given much thought to the look, just you want to look like...
No, I might have to get back to you on that. I know that's not the point of
No,
this.
No, it's all good.
No, okay.
It's all good.
Oh, we
accept it. Yeah, sorry. Sam,
yeah,
I can't
I have
remember.
Another beer, please?
Yeah, of course. Sam, I can't remember whether you told us what you... Oh, no. Sam wants to be buried by the... just left out by the bins.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, no, I don't really want a funeral.
Oh, so why have you got podcasts asking everyone else? Because you're trying to get some ideas.
Just for something to do, because I've got a job.
COVID. COVID, basically. COVID leads to creativity.
Wait, so you've like made this podcast in your COVID lockdown depression?
Well,
how you're going to die.
He made this podcast and then he asked me if I wanted to get involved. And
I was
like,
looking for someone incredibly dark to do
dark?
This with. And Sam, I mean, if you see his Instagram, he comes up with some excellent, mainly anti-Wayne Lineker based...
I'm a pro-Wayne. I'm a Wayne Lineker fan page, essentially.
That's true, actually. You're a... Has he
you stole my meme the other day.
But probably. I steal everyone's memes.
It wasn't actually mine, but it was
Who
a really
did you steal
good
it
one.
Off?
I got sent it.
Which one was it?
It was the one about the alarm going off and you're in the sleep and you're going like this.
Oh yeah, I did steal that. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
who got more likes and views or whatever?
I didn't get any likes.
Sam got 6,000 likes on the one that you stole off of you.
No, but I mean, it's all everything's stolen, isn't it?
I believe so.
Nothing's original.
No. Oh dear.
Except for your funeral.
Now, I'm going to try and bring it back round to the... I know we've got Mini Cheddar sponsoring the Wembley funeral part, but at Wembley Arena, when we go to the VIP after party, are you laying on a spread for your guests? Like, let's say maybe your followers aren't all at this, so it's more like family and friends. Are you laying on a spread like they do at most funerals? And we found that at most funerals, they tend to be pretty appalling Aldi or Iceland-based terrible sandwiches.
The party platters.
The party platters.
Yeah, no, I'll avoid the party platters. I'm actually not going to go for food.
Okay.
I think it's going to be more of a party, and people don't normally eat at parties.
Drugs.
When have you?
Yeah.
when have you ever seen a party with a party platter that you've been to? You know, I think it's going to be a proper party.
I've been to a few of those, but like when people are trying, they're pretending
when
to be a grown up.
Ashing in the tortilla chips.
Yeah, someone's pretending to be a grown up and having a party, and they put like some food out they've been working on all day, and nobody touches it. And it's just
a
waste of time.
Oh no, that's really heartbreaking though when someone's put a lot of effort into it.
I know, but it's their own fault for pretending that they're more civilized than their friends are civilized.
Yeah, it's true.
Are you offering us a free bar?
There's cheddar.
The thing is, I'm dead, so I don't know who's paying for it. But
well,
yes, I am offering.
Isn't it? It's your estate.
Oh,
this is what
estate.
You leave. You have to leave in your will, and I'm leaving this much for my.
Can
funeral.
I not get some sponsorship deals with the drinks? Oh. I don't know what my dream drink sponsor would be for my funeral.
You are without doubt our first
Bon.
Fully sponsored influencer funeral. My God, this is amazing. What about music then? Imagine this, right? The coffin is being brought down the middle of the crowd at Wembley, right?
Yeah.
And you have one song that you choose to have playing whilst your coffin is being brought down the aisle. Any thoughts?
The Libertines, What a Waster.
Very good. That's good. Good. Pete Doherty, I mean, I'm sure you could get him for a fiver to play live,
me.
I would have thought.
I mean, at Wembley, I feel like you should at some point have Freddie coming through the speakers going, hey! At some point, just because of where the venue.
Yeah, you guys could host my funeral. I don't know, there could be multiple, because it's got to go on for about 3 hours, hasn't it? Because you've already jumped to my after party.
I'd be more up for hosting the after party.
I like how you're imagining that loads of old men are still going to be around when you die.
That is a very good point. It's highly likely that you will definitely outlive us. How depressing. Sam, thank you for bringing that down.
Well, you know.
Imagine if this becomes my last memory, like, before I die.
That's why you're here.
Yeah, this is basically, instead of having to write in a will, you just play. You can just play this to your family if you die anytime soon. You know, not to bring it down too far, but we did mention Pete Doherty, and I'm not sure I can get any further down than that. Bless him.
If you do die, it'd be great PR for the podcast, so, you know.
Yeah, it would, actually. Yeah.
Close your eyes when you're crossing the road. Later.
I reckon you could get Pete and Carl to play What a Waster.
Yeah.
You know, maybe for a grand or two. Yeah, that would be decent, actually. Mm. You'll do a song as well, won't you, Sam?
She didn't want me to do a song.
What is this band?
Loads of bands anymore.
How many bands have you been in? Are you a band tart?
I'm one of those guys. No, I used to be. I'm retired now. I'm an elderly gent. Yeah.
An elderly gent.
Yeah, but it's a young man's sport, isn't it, playing in bands?
How old are you? Look, about 12.
I'm 14.
We're not going to edit that bit out. That's all I know. That's going to be like the very beginning. You look about 12. You look about 12. You look about 12. We're going to make a song out of it.
Yeah. I'm going to keep listening to it every day. Happily.
Yeah, Sam is a very young... You're not old, though.
I'm old enough. Yeah. Right, let's change the subject.
Yeah.
No.
Buried or cremated, big one.
Yeah, I because you are, because you've told me that I will get all my... Because I'm being buried with all my wealth.
Yeah.
My that they're giving me.
What amount of wealth do you envisage there being?
No, but they're paying for the tickets to my funeral, so I have to be buried with that.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
How much is it going to cost?
Yeah, what you put
it depends what if you want VIP box, if you want like which tier. Mm. It's a tier issue.
Are you offering
tiers for tears?
Are you offering Zoom entry?
People
can just watch on from home.
Yeah, for like half price, so like a six quid or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough.
£6. And then Instagram Live, you know, okay. If that's still going. I mean, it might have been updated by then.
Yeah. 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 Okay, so we're going burial with the money. I forgot you said that, sorry.
So I want to be burnt.
My bad. And who do you imagine, in terms of, I reckon this will be at the after party element, but out of all your friends and family, who will be the life and soul of the funeral?
Me, and I'm dead.
So are you going to come back? You're going to come back for
yeah. Yeah.
It's doable. I mean, this is, it's your funeral. You can have it any which way you want.
Okay.
We had one of our guests who says he wants to die at his own funeral, which was quite confusing.
Oh, right.
By like diving into the coffin from a great height, like a diving board.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, they do those gigs now that are like, they say it's a hologram and they'll be like Elvis on stage and you're like, fuck off, it's not a hologram, it's just like, I don't know what it is, but anyway, they do it. You could sort of pre-film something where you're presenting your own
film. That could be good. I saw Tupac at Coachella like that.
Was it all right or was it shit?
I was a little bit drunk, but I think it was good. But like the thing of Coachella is that you can't, like, because it's American, like, they don't let people
drunk.
You're not allowed to get drunk, basically. Like, you can't walk around with a beer.
The whole point of being at a festival is walking around getting drunk.
You got to stand in, like, designated areas. And
boring,
so I was like,
bastards.
Couldn't... As a short person as well, like, I couldn't see...
That's shit.
Yeah.
If only there were another way to get buzzed which didn't involve holding some kind of alcoholic drink. That would probably help in that scenario,
get shot if you get caught with that, though.
Tupac's still with us, though, surely.
Yeah, I mean, he's on Epstein's Island.
He should be your next guest. Oh my god, I've got a really good Epstein story.
Go on.
So finally. Why do you think we got you on?
Did Ghislaine try and get you on the island?
But I went, so I was actually told not to talk about this. So I was
great at NDAs.
Spit it out.
I went to I was doing this charity run. It's a charity car run thing from London to Monaco.
With Prince Andrew.
With Ghislaine.
Really?
Yeah.
You met
is it Ghislaine? Is that her name?
I think it's Ghislaine.
Ghislaine.
Yeah.
But right. she, I know, but she was on my, like, because there were so many people doing it, but she was on the email.
No way.
So I have her email address. Huh. But it's not very handy at the moment,
somewhere
is it?
At prison.com at the moment, yeah.
Or is she in prison?
I think, call me controversial, but I think Epstein may have done it.
But killed himself.
I think he may have been a paedophile.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Based on everything I've seen, call me controversial, but I think he may have done it.
I think he was a bit naughty, yeah.
Is she classed as a paedophile though?
Yeah,
as well?
yeah. She was doing it.
She's a fixer, but she did a bit of pedoing as well,
didn't she?
She
did some fingering.
Teamwork.
Did she?
Yeah. There was some teamwork.
That's
yeah.
I know,
yeah, yeah. It's really bleak.
Could have been you. you went to Monaco with her.
I mean, the police.
Too old.
The police, the FBI will be going through her emails. You know, you'll have been scanned.
Oh, fuck, I will. Yeah. And Paris Hilton was on the same email.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Did you meet any of these people on the thing?
I DJed, so the final night was at a yacht club in Monaco, and I DJed this party, and they were all in attendance.
Yeah, that sounds like where you're going to go. And
I've got a video of it, actually.
Hillary Clinton drinking some adrenochrome some orphans or something.
That sounds like exactly the kind of night that I've never been to.
Yeah, we will never go to.
I know,
either.
It's so annoying. We need to start DJing. Oh, you used to DJ a lot. Start DJing as our podcast and then you can bring me along.
Mate, there's no DJs anymore. You're not allowed. Like, it's the most COVID-y gig ever, isn't it?
God,
you can't do
true.
It. Yeah, it's ruined
how
my life.
The end of DJs. What a nightmare. What is Brandon Block doing right now?
Can you DJ?
Wanking and crying.
I mean, I can press play on Spotify. I assume that's what it is.
I started getting booked for DJing and it's quite embarrassing. It's like it's offensive to anyone that can DJ that I was being booked on so many DJ gigs.
Don't ruin the future of your DJing.
Okay. The truth though, I used to DJ a lot, and it is just pressing play, and I don't care what anyone says you are. And yeah, beat matching and stuff is like you can learn it in 10 minutes.
Can't you?
Yeah, it's like.
Should we go back to back in future?
Yeah, I'm well for it.
Cool.
2025.
Yeah.
When the world comes back.
All right, Sydney. What do you want written on your gravestone? This is very important because we write in the title of the episode.
Oh,
what you
fuck! Because this
here.
Is I don't know yet. Well, maybe just I don't know.
I don't know. That is profound. Does that?
Why me?
Why me is good. We haven't had a why me.
What do you normally get? Like, what's the right answer?
We've had a few. Actually.
Maybe that even.
Can you remember? Yeah, what's the right answer? That's good. We've had a few. A lot of people
don't look
up,
back into the sun.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of libertines references. we'll choose one of those. You've come up with a lot of options.
Me and Kizzy's podcast is basically we both met at a libertines gig, and so we make our podcast kind of always go back to libertines. They basically get a lot of promo from me.
Right. Yeah. Were you a big Libertines fan then, back in the day?
For a year, but I've been dining out on it ever since.
Yeah.
They've got a hotel next to my mate's house in Margate.
The Albion Rooms, right?
Yeah, and my mate says he just sees like Pete every day. David Chillinglaw says he sees Pete all the time, just like throwing a stick for his Alsatian on the beach in front of the house.
Apparently his dog's like ate another dog or something the day.
That's very Pete Doherty.
I definitely saw him on, I can't remember, maybe on Instagram. He did that like challenge where can you eat the entire huge English breakfast? And if you do, you get a freebie.
And he managed
very
it well.
Very sexy.
Okay, so we got the gravestone. Sydney, how do you want to be remembered? Very important.
Positively.
Yeah. Good. Positively. I feel like that you're not asking for much there. You seem like a happy, you know, smiley person. Why wouldn't you be thought of positively?
Glad free beers.
That's why we supplied them. And do you think even those aforementioned exes that are coming to the funeral will think of you that way?
Well, they have to, because that's my the way I want to be remembered.
Yeah, and because you're dead as well.
You place a lot of sort of power on the dying wish, like people have to recognize it when people.
No, but
you
kind of become like is it redempted?
Redeemed.
That word? Redeemed.
I don't know.
Redeemed after death.
Some people you can say that person was a cunt even though they're dead.
Sydney, thank you so much for coming on the show.
No worries.
Tell the audience one more time where they can listen or what they need to listen to in terms of your podcast. And anything else you want to plug?
Got podcasts on Spotify.
Hey, you know, the song to your podcast has been stuck in my head.
Sex and lies and DM size. Well, luckily we got Baxter Jury to okay us using it, because otherwise it is.
Very cool.
Also, before you go, We like our guests to have a memorable time on the podcast, so you have a gift, which is a Saddam Hussein watch.
Oh my God, that's fucking amazing. Yeah. I love this. This is stunning.
Yeah, that's actually.
Thank you so much. This is the best present I've ever had.
Thank you. Well, thanks.
I want to be buried with this.
All right.
And all the cash. That's actually a very Saddam Hussein burial. I imagine after he got hung.
From one dictator to another.
After he got hung, he was probably buried with a lot of his gold.
Yeah.
Brilliant, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Pod It's Your Funeral. Also, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. Drop us a comment and a rating. And also, email us with any of your funeral or death based stories. podit'syourfuneral@gmail.com. Follow at Vom Cruise on Instagram. That's where he goes to steal all of Sydney's memes. And also, listen
keep
to my coming. Podcast, Almost Famous. We'll be back next time with another episode of It's Your Funeral. Thanks so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.